tell me a little bit more about the happiness department and the happiness manager?
Yeah. So the happiness department, it's all about, we call it building an organization with a soul. Because we always learn that we cannot build out if in is not built. So what is the culture around us and the values that we are embodying in to really help every individual in place? So we have a happiness manager whose work is to ensure that staff are okay. So emotionally, so it's more of the emotional well-being and mental well-being. So she creates time with staffs. Like she can notice something is not going on well with you and she'll call you in our office. Like, come Nebila. And then we laugh and like, I'm seeing you're not okay. What's happening? And like, it's funny enough, people will just pour out what is happening for them in their personal life. Because the way that Salome, who is our happiness manager, is trained, it's living the open arm that is so broad for anyone without prejudice or maybe biasness to any individual and staff. So there are times we've had events like Buddies Day Out, whereby every year, before the Buddies Day Out happens, we have like a stream of 3 months, and you pick a name of a person, and then you don't share their name, and then and then we have like a dashboard, like an open space dashboard. So you post letters to them. It is anonymous, but you write good things about them. So you can find every lunchtime, everybody rushing there, our staff and coaches, to see what has my buddy wrote for me.
Oh,
so you can open it up, yeah, and read, and it gives you like the positive vibes of what you need to be, who you are, and how they're seeing you. And then now the last, and then if you want sometimes to bring them gifts, so you organize with the happiness manager, because it is them who knows it and it's confidential. Like, today I want to buy my buddy something, so please take to her this gift.
Oh.
And they want to know. So when they receive, they are laughing, they are happy. They say, oh my God, and I really want to know my buddy. And then the last day is where now we sit and you reveal the buddy. Like, my buddy was this, I was your buddy, and I was doing this because I think you're this, you can do better. So it was refreshing people's soul, and it was making it healthy for people to work. Then we normally have days whereby we cook together as a team in the office. We eat, we just share, we have a good time, and then maybe like staff recruit outside collectively. Yeah.
So the idea of a happiness department or a happiness manager, is that something that you had as an institution and AWDF supported it, or is it an idea that came from AWDF? How did that work?
It came from AWDF because I think they were starting to really talk about the element of importance of building an organization with a soul. So we participated in one of those capacity training, and we are like, hey. And then I think when we had our coach, Hope Chigudu, coming to us, she was really talking about it's important as women, like, to really have self-care, embodied like the spirit of self-care,